for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
It's the fifth quarter for the Sandman Mattress Factory, and our good friends there, of course, make you sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. Chris Nichols is waiting very patiently for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, with Colac co-coach Darcy Lang.
Darcy must be very happy with that win after coming up short against St Mary's a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was a more solid effort today by the boys, especially in that second half. Credit to Bell Park in that first half especially. Obviously it was only a pretty tight game at halftime. We obviously took control in that third quarter. Good to have some redemption off the back of that loss to St Mary's.
Yeah, you must be very happy with that second half because you were just a powerful football team, just willing the ball forward.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on the contest as a focus going into the game, and we halved a lot of them through that first half, and we're able to get a bit more on the outside off the back of winning those contests in that third quarter, and actually capitalised a bit better on inside 50.
Darce, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Jay Stowarty, Matty Kershaw in the K-Rock box. Great to be talking to you. A couple of the boys mentioned that you put the boys through a bit of a tough training block or a bit more fitness work over the last couple of weeks. Was that something you identified out of the St Mary's match?
Yeah, slightly. I think it was just a bit of self-reflection internally. Obviously, St Mary's are a quality footy team, so they've been the benchmark. So we probably just had a look at what we've been doing, our training habits, and really nothing changed too much. It was more just we just focused on our key areas and just sort of ran them home.
Who's taking your spot next week? You can't really kick one goal four and keep your spot in the team, Darce.
Yeah, I've had two bad weeks in front of Gold King, so you know what, I'll be practising this week.
Left or right foot?
Oh, neither were any good today, mate. So.
Oh, the left on the run was all right.
Yeah. Oh, well, next week.
Next week. Darce, mate, you must have obviously, the pressure's everything in footy, and Bell Park, like you said, were really good for the first half and then obviously dropped away. Was there a moment where you thought, what opened the game up, or is there any defining moment, or was just you guys sort of wore them down?
Well, as you said, it was pretty good pressure through that first half. I think even in the start of the third, we didn't get it going our way straight away. Like I said, that contest, the ability to actually absorb the pressure and use the footy to our own advantage a little bit on the outside by hand and foot. And like I said, executing inside 50, we take those marks, make sure we're kicking it to our forwards' advantage. It makes it a lot easier for us.
Yeah, and obviously your big name stepped up, which makes a big difference in football. But what we liked up here in the box and watching was some of your younger players. You know, obviously, you know, you guys just tore it up, the older guys. But, Hawker and Scott and Rennett's down back was terrific. And we even thought little Hammond was really good too. He contributed as well. So it's those blokes that sort of, joined in the mix with you guys and really stood up as well.
Yeah, I think it just goes to show that we've got a depth at the footy club at the moment, which is really positive. And like you said, like footy's a game of moments. You look at Hawker's tackle in the middle of the ground. That was a big momentum changer for us and something we really built off. So, as you said, it was contributors across the board.
The Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, speaking with Colac co-coach Darcy Lang. Here's Jason Doherty on K-Rock Footy.
Darcy, we're going to talk a lot about your big names through the season, but I thought your back line today was amazing, especially in the second half. They just go about their business and they move the ball, switch the ball really well, the McCarthy boys, but they... Rennett's today, as Kirsch said, they were magnificent today.
Yeah, they were. I think they spoke at quarter time as a group. Didn't quite get it right early. A couple of free kicks that just gave Bell Park the momentum. I reckon after quarter time, they can all hold their head high. And I think under the pressure as well, as the ball's going in there a bit through that second quarter, and sort of just worked together as a unit really well.
And we spoke to Rowan before the game about having Henry one out against Luke today and not playing Lockie Veal. How did you see that match up, and how has the big fella pulled up?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit sore at the moment, the big fella.
He was pretty keen for a spell there a couple of times, I reckon. Yeah. He was trying to get some rotations because it's a big effort.
Oh, it is, and it's a really physical role. You're wrestling a lot. Your direct opponent, so if they get a kick, you know exactly where you're meant to be. So, his effort around the footy for us is really good, and he's obviously a massive dude, but he's actually really good at ground level four, and so can just create that pressure and that contested footy that we pride ourselves on. So he's an asset for us for sure.
I just want to leave you with one before we go, Darce. Liam Hammond, we were talking today about how much, I don't know how, you're not that old, but do you know who Larry Gomes is?
Never heard of him.
Okay, so when you Google Larry Gomes, you'll do that later on. looks very much like Liam Hammond.
Right.
All right, so get that around the boys. And also, we think, you know the band Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
You heard of them?
Yeah, of course.
All right, he looks like one of them too. So just make sure you get that at training during the week, that we want to see some nicknames for Liam Hammond around Oates, Hall & Oates, or Larry Gomes.
We're looking for a new K-Rock
We're looking for a new K-Rock player at Colac.
I'll just say, boys, when you said Larry Gomes, he's just rolled his eyes. I'll have to tell him he's a West Indian cricketer.
Yep. Correct.
And that, from the 70s and 80s, and that might follow up because I think he's just born then. So yes,
just, I think he might become K-Rock's own at Colac. So if you can just pile into him during the week about that, that'd be good.
And don't drop him if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Leopold next week, who have overcome St Albans and are going to be 2-1 as well. Darce, there's a lot of. I know you only get 4 points, but there are a lot of 8-point games in the GFL, aren't there?
Yeah, exactly right. Obviously, Buddha hocking over at Leopold now, and you look at the way Buddha played footy, I think it's pretty obvious what we're going to get next week. So, yeah, like you said, Kingy, it's a big game every week in this comp at the moment. And like you said, 8-point games are pretty crucial to stay up near the top sort of thing. So we'll shift our focus in the next couple of days into Leopold next week.
Darce, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on your performance this afternoon and the performance of your team, and look forward to seeing you later in the season.
Thanks, King.
Darcy Lang joining us on K-Rock Football. Thanks to Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.